Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Bov Lo Yoyis Fumaksha, like isn't this a very good kasha? Because he's also maskim to the kasha. So the Gemara says also Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Rabbi Avua B'Shem Rabbi Yechinen that the Teretz is like this. Tevat Torah Hu Shetebo Min Atzibur. Avad Rabbi Shimon holds like the drush we had before in the Gemara that it comes from the Shel Tzibur. Of a kivon the chaz of the kol mitchel lishcha when the rabbanon saw it was too hard for them to pay the money from the tzibur, hayisayim yigvula min ayoshim. It was the first takana to say you should collect the money from the yoshim. Of a kivon the chaz of the poshibot when they saw the yoshim were lacking, did not bring the money, they did not bring the siras seifam. His kinyan shaseifam min the trumas lishcha. The rabbanon made back the takana again. It should come mishal tzibur like it's supposed to be midiraisa. Money and mail they weren't bringing a serious seifam. Heskinish they bought the truma salishcha. That was a takana that the money comes from the truma salishcha. So mail there was like two different takanas here. Rabbi Yosi Yom, Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yechinen boy, Rabbi Yechinen klara shaila. Mahu shleima b'shach was shleima bein rabayim. When we say now when the kohen gadol was mace that we bring the money from the yorshim, it has to be shalom. That's what our Mishnah says. You bring a whole asir at one time. Does that mean to say you bring a whole Asira Seifa in the morning and another complete Asira Seifa in the afternoon? Or Ishleima B'Shachris, or B'Teila Bein Aboyim? No. Now that the Kohen Gadol is Mason, you're bringing the money from the Yoshim, it has to be brought just once, the Asira Seifa, just in the morning. It has to be Shalom, the whole Asira Seifa. Perech Nami, in the evening, you don't bring an Asira Seifa at all. Like, as if to say, Kleima, like, in Tim Tzaleima, like, if you want to tell me, to makriv shleima shachris ushleima beriv, that true, you have to bring two times a complete Asira Seifa. Why? Tichsiv minchas tamid, ichsiv by mincha tamid. In other words, it says by the chavitin, minchas tamid, that you have to bring it baboikov eriv, just like the regular minchas by the regular tamid. So, Meli, you want to tell me what for sure? You have to bring a complete shalom in the morning, and a complete shalom, a complete Asira Seifa in the afternoon also. But I have another shayla. Shloishes lugin mahin. What about the Kohen Gadol, Namal, has to bring three lugim of shemen, and usually one and a half is brought in the morning, one and a half brought in the afternoon. Now here, when we say you have to bring a complete Asira Seifa in the morning, do we say gimel lugin shachris, you have to bring a complete gimel lugin of shemen in the morning, the gimel lugin ben harboyin, you also have to bring gimel lugin in the afternoon. Or no, maybe not. Lugu machta shachris, this you don't have to bring more. Hey, it's only the solace, the flower, that's the main part of the mincha, that you have to have a complete shalom in the morning of Asira Seifa and a complete shalom in the afternoon. Mashenkein, the shemen, that could be like normal, that a lugu machta shachris, the lugu machta ben harboyin. That was the suffix. Somer Rav Chisda, I have another shayla. You can ask another shayla also. That beis kumtzin mahin. What's the halacha about the two kmitzes that the Kohen Gadol has to make? Like when the Kohen Gadol was alive and he brought the chatzi asir seifa in the morning, he used to make a kmitza like a handful of the levona, and he used to make another kmitza, another handful he used to take of the levona in the afternoon. So now shnei kumtzin shachrus ubein kumtzin ben harboyim. Do we say now since he's bringing double the amount? He's bringing a complete Asira Seifa in the morning and a complete Asira Seifa in the afternoon. He has to make two kmitzes in the morning. He has to make like double the amount of the levona and take two kmitzes of levona in the morning. And the same thing, double the amount of the levona in the afternoon and take two kmitzes of it. Oy no, oy koymetz echad b'shachris v'koymetz echad ben haboyim. It's enough to make one kmitz in the morning and one kmitz of the normal amount of levona, the normal amount of levona, the way the regular Kohen Gadol brings. Is Amr Rabbi Yosi said, "Klum lo madnu l'koymitz lemi minchas choyte." Don't we learn out the lochis how to make a kmitz like we had before in the Gemara? We're learning it out from the minchas of a choyte. That's how you know how much a kmitz you have to make. Is mal lahalan just like over there base koymtzin? Is afkan base koymtzin? Here also you have to have two kmitzes. So some say it means like you're learning it out from the lechem aponim. So just like by the lechem aponim every Shabbos there were two kmitzes. Who are then here also, you have to make two kmitzes, two in the morning and two in the afternoon. So now the Gemara goes back to the original first shayla. What's going to be, how much shemen do you have to bring? Do you have to bring gimel lugin of shemen in the morning and gimel lugin in the afternoon also? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizkiya, klum lomdu shloishes lugim. Don't we learn out this halacha, this chiyib, you have to bring two lugin. Lo mitomach rabbein haboyim. Don't we learn it out from the din of the tomid that's brought every day, Bein Haboyim, that over there the Pasuk says, V'niskar Revius Hin, is Mahosam Gimulugin, just like Revius, a quarter of a hin, a quarter of 12 is 3. You need Gimulugin, L'choli Sarin, for every Sarin of flour that's brought, you bring Gimulugin, is Zuhur Avkan, Bechavitin Kain, for every Sarin you bring, you have to have 3 Lugin. So therefore, if you bring in the morning a complete Asira Seifa, you have to have 3 Lugin in the morning. And you bring another Asira Seifa in the afternoon, you have to have another Gimel Lugin in the afternoon. So he answered back, Uman Tamon Tzrichalei, Avkan Tzrichalei. In other words, to say, the same way I have my Suffolk here, I have the same Suffolk, the same doubt over there by the Tomach Rabbein Avoyim. Like, let's say in a case where they did not bring the Minch in the morning, and they have to bring a double amount of Minch in the afternoon. I have my same suffix there also. Do we say by the mincha of the Talmud Shabbein Abayim that you bring in out 2 Esroinus? Would you have to have 2 times Gimulugin? Or would it be enough 1 time Gimulugin? So the same suffix I have by the Talmud Shabbein Abayim, I have the same suffix here when the Kohen Gadol is mace. And we have to bring a complete Yisurah Seif in the morning and a complete Yisurah Seif in the afternoon. Do I need 2 Gimulugins, 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon? Or else it's enough just to have 1 time Gimulugin of Shemin? Is Afkan Shloshes Lugin? Or Matamon Tzrichle? Just like over there, you're clearing the Shiloh. Afkan Tzrichle. Understand me? He's learning the blind by Suffolk now. We don't know what to do. So we have to bring 3 or not. Also like that. He answered him back to say, the Gam B'Tomer Ani Mesupik. What's the law? He mirrored the law. He grieved with Esam Incham. Baboiker Be'Vio Be'ez Ashrein and Berif. Lashdim Tzrichle Gimel Lugin L'Chol Yisaren to Suffolk by him also. So this Gemara wasn't pushed. Right. Shlayiya. Then the end of the Mishnah says what? By the another Takonis Bezdim was that when they burned the Paraduma, the Sreifa Seifa, there shouldn't be any Mila. Nobody should be over the Yisamila. Even though the Churitz Kachim, if you have a no from the Sreifa, you're not over the Yisamila. Reb Shimon ben Nachman, Meshayim Reb Yenisin, Pidin Hoya Shayimaluba. Really, you should have been over the Yisamila. Fehen Gozo Shlayimaluba. But Rabbanu made a takana not to be over this emila. But more about Tony, we learned chatis. It says by the paradum with loshen chatis malamit shel moylim bo. The churit says you are moylim bo, and we dashin bo moylin v'yei moylim biyafara. So mashum midiraisa the din is there's no mila by the burning of the paraduma. Midiraisa we dashin chatis bo shel moylim bo. There's only this emila on the korban the paradum itself v'yei moylim biyafara. So what are you telling me now? That it's Xerim with Rabbonin. His girsa was what? Bedinu Shiyim Labo. Really, there should have been Isimila. The Al Mishnah says Rabbonin made Xerim. There's no Isimila. But you're telling me now, really, there should be an Isimila. For the Marakash, it's Mashma, no. Meikra Radin, there should not be any Isimila on the Sreif of the Paraduma. So Amar Rabbi Avur, the Terence is like this. At the beginning of Adim, in the Raisa, there's no Isimila. Midiraisa, by the after you burn the Paraduma, the Eifer is mutabano. But the Chomim saw the way the people were using the Eifer for their own purposes. They took it agabi makoseim. If they had a wound, they put the Eifer on top of the wound. Semelo the gozu shiim labo. The Rabbanim made exera that there should be an Isamila. Nobody should take the Eifer of the Paraduma, the ashes of the Paraduma, to use it. Kivon shenadudu. Doubt now if people stood away and Mechadah didn't want to make the Paraduma, Gozu Shloyim Labo. Now the Rabbanim made a second Takona to say there's no more Isamila. So that's what our Mishnah says, the Takona of the Rabbanim, to say there's no Isamila, it doesn't mean that Midiraisa there isn't Isamila. Midiraisa about there's no Isamila by the Sreifon. Just the Mechadah the Rabbanim made Xerah, there should be an Isamila, because the people were using it for their own purposes. But then they saw the people stood away and didn't make it all together, so they had to make it to take away the first Gezerah. To say, no, there's no more Milo if you have enough from the Sreif of the Paraduma. V'yal HaKinim, last Mishnah, the corner was on the Kinim, that Rav Nishad has a suffix, what happened with her money, that the Gizbar has to buy another korban for her. So the Mor says, Isha Hazoy, B'mahi Mitzchaperis, that was the shalom we had before, that if the money was found in between the Sreifah Shokinim and another Sreifah, so we say the money goes into the Sreifah Shon Nadavis. So the question was, well, maybe this money comes from an Isha that put money to buy her kinim, and she was a Yeledis, and she can't eat kachim until the carbon is brought. So how can we take this money now myself and put it in the Pushka Shon Nadavis? Aye, what's going to be if that money really belonged to the Isha? Where is she going to have a kapara from? We had before, Rabbi Yitzchak, This is also a Tanai Bezdin who. There's a Tanai Bezdin. That any money that was found, we have a suffix if the money belongs to the kingdom or not. So true, the actual money itself, we put Lechumra into the Puskashon Adavis to bring a carbon oil from it. But there's a Tanai Bezdin, like our Mishnah says, that you have to take out new money from the Trumas HaLishcha and buy another carbon kingdom. Because maybe the Isha needed this carbon. And who are doing a Mesapik as a kingdom? Someone that takes upon himself, he's going to supply the Beis HaMikdash today with kingdom, who Mesapik as a psulis. Anytime when the Kohen brings the kingdom and he found one of the kingdom's puzzle, Allah Riz, he has to give money to buy another one. Who would then save this? If anyone was lost, that the corner was, you have to add extra money because they had to bring more kingdom. That's also part of a Tanai Bezdin. He says, yes, save this. She never had Moyes, Ben Shkol, we had before. She never had Moyes, Ben Shkol, and Ladova. They mean Leah, where's Paris? You know, came, you should save Mamacha Paris. There's also part of the Tanai Bezdin. That if somebody took upon himself to supply kinim, he has to add extra money, extra kinim, for any suffix that happened, or anything that became possible. Hadru lecha perek moyeshenimsu. So at the Mishnah. Kol ha-roikin ha-nimtsoyim v'yushalayim. Any spit you find on the floor in Yerushalayim, you should know Torim. You have a right to say it's Tor. It didn't come out of a Zav. The person that's a Zav, the spit that comes out of him is also an Afatumba. So you don't have to know on it's a Zav, you say it's a Tor. Chutz Michel Shoik Elyon. Chutz from this one Shuk. The Shuk Elyon, a special place there. That place, Divrei Rebbe Meir. The Meir holds, if you find spit there, you have a right to Nemon, it's Mestomet Tomei, because that's where the Zovim used to hide out. So they hang around. He says, Kol HaRoikin Em Tzoyim Yishlaim Toirin. V'loi Mechazkin En Lob Roikin Shol Zav. We don't saw maybe that was a spit from a Zav. V'Zova, Shem Metamim Odim, V'Kelim, V'Shem Nathlin Abbas Aruba. Rove people are not Zovim, so man, La Rove of it is not from Zov, so the Reich is Torah. Chutz Mishal Shoke Elyon, the Gemara first time, that was a place where the Zovim used to be there, so that place is Muchzik, Rove of them are there, are Zovim. We have Yoisi Yoimir, Bishar Koyim Oysa Shona, no, the rest of the year, we say like this, Shebiyem Tzu Timayim, the rest of the year, not on the regal, so the Kriyasaw is not Mak, but to be Torah, so then if I can't, you have to be choshed, a lot of people are Tommy, and any reik, any spit you find in the middle of the street, the stomach's Tommy. Shebet's Dodim, Vashenka, in the middle of the year, the most people are Tommy. So the Miyat are Torim. So the Miyat people, they walk on the side. And if they have to spit, they spit on the side. Therefore, Shebet's Dodim Torim. The reik you find on the side of the street, that's Takator. Vashenka, the Bashasa Regal, Bashasa Gimel Regolim, that's when Rov Kleisol is Tor. Then we say, Shebem Tza Torim. Any reik you find in the middle of the street, Mistarmet comes from Rove of the people, and Rove of the people are Torah, so therefore that Reich is also Torah. Shebet's Dodim, but on the side of the street, that's where the minority of the people walk, and since on the regal, most of the people are Torah, the Tumeim are Miutim, they walk on the side of the streets, therefore we say Tumeim. Nifnei Shamuatim, Mistakel Mitzdodim, that's the Yisoid. The Miut always walks on the side. So throughout the whole year, Rove of the people talk about Tumeim. They walk in the middle of the road, so therefore the middle is Tumeim, only the sides are Torah. But on the regular Svakev, Rova Tor, so therefore the middle is Tor, and the sides are Tomei. He says, the Shebemtsa Timayim, Mishum de Zovim de Zovay Shchichi, O Mahalchim Biemtsa Drachim, they walk in the middle. The Atorim is Takum Litzidei Drachim, and the few people that are Torah, they walk on the side. So that's what you say here, that the few people always walk on the side, and the majority, they walk in the middle. So on the regular, the majority is Torah, the middle is Tor, Shayim Reis Hashanah, the middle is Tomei. Call our kelim, any type of the keli, hanim tzoyim bishlayim that you find in Yerushalayim. Derech yurida lebeis hatfila. If you find it on the road that you went, that's a road going down to the mikvah. Then we say tmeim. Like Mustama, the person lost his keli. He was on his way to be table this keli. The keli was tummy, and he never got to the mikvah. So the keli is still tummy. But derech aliyah, there used to be another road to come up from the mikvah. They did not use the same road to go down as to come up. So you find the kli on the road coming up from the mikvah is Torim. Havad you have right to say it's Torah. That Mestama the Bailam already put it into the mikvah, and now it got lost on the way up. Shaloik yiridosna liyosin. Because it's not the same road you use going down, you use going up. So you find the keli on the road coming up, you have right to say Mestama it went into the mikvah already, it's Torah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Meir Yeshita. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, kulan Torim. No, any keli you find in Yerushalayim is Torah. His Rabbanim were not going to Tumah on Kalim in Yerushalayim. So he says, the Rabbi Yisya Mekulon Torim. D'loy gozru al sofik kelim shib Yushlayim. In Yushlayim, they were not gozer on any sofik on a keli. Even though what, it's a sofik, but still, mistama rov kelim ator, you have right to say it's Torah. They want to be machzik tum in Yushlayim. Could be also because people are more makbid about tum in Yushlayim, since they know there are kahanim there, they know there's truma there, people are more makbid upon the kelim in Yushlayim. So you don't lose a tum in the keli, so rov kelim that were lost mistama with Torah. Therefore, Rabbanan weren't gozer tum. Chutz min asal, a chutz min a special sal, a special basket, v'yamagreif a special rake, v'yamaritzam yichodim lekfuras, that set aside to be kaver people. Like he says, the minig was, see in the Gemara, the minig was at that time, they used to bury when you were mace, they used to bury you right away at one place, and then later on they would move the bones someplace else. So they used to have a special sal, a special basket to collect the bones, to move them. This was the sal, the magrefa, the special rake they used to use to get the mace together to move it someplace else. So these kelim are miyuchid to use for mason, therefore they're tummy. But any other kelim that's found in Yerushalayim, the B'yaseyol is like gozru tumah b'Yerushalayim. Right, the sakin shenimseis b'yudalit. We had this gemara in Psochim. If you find a knife, a shoychit knife, on Erev Pesach, it's alocha shoychit by miyad. You're allowed, when you pick it up now, you have right to say for sure it's Tahor, and you're allowed to shecht your Korban Pesach right away. Because on Erev Pesach, everybody knows they have to use the knives to shecht the Korban Pesach. So if it was Tamei, for sure the Bailam took care of it yesterday and would table it in the mikvah. What about Vishloish Osir? Let's say you find a knife, a Shechet's knife, on the 13th day, the day before Erev Pesach. Then we say no. Shein no matfil. You have to be afraid, maybe the Bailam wasn't tabled yet, maybe it's Tamei, and you have to go and be tabled again. Hey, so without you have a time to do it, there's no rush. You first have to bring a carbon tomorrow. So the chumrah from Kodshin, before you use it now, even according to Rabbi Yossi, you should be table it first. What about kupitz? That's the big knife they use to chop up the meat, not to shech the animal with. But after the butcher uses this knife to chop up the piece of the meat, v'zeh v'zeh shein no matfum. Even if you find an arba also, like the maisi, you don't need it until the night time, until yantif. So it could be it was Tomei, and the Bailam thought they'll have time to be tabled later in the afternoon. So even if you find it Erev Pesach in the morning, you have to be afraid maybe it was not Tomei, maybe it was not Tor, maybe it was Tomei, and the Bailam did not table in the mikveh yet, therefore you have to be tabled. And also you have time to use it, you don't have to use this until nighttime, until Yom Tov. So you can afford to spend time bringing it to the mikveh now. What about Chal Arba Osam Lios B'Shabbos? And Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Then we say, Shechit bo miyad. If you find a knife now in Erev Pesach, Shita, you're allowed to be Shechit right away, because Mistoma the Bailam took care of it yesterday, and was told it yesterday. The Tezvov, let's say you find a knife on the first day of Pesach, you find the Shechit.